Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Inside the locker room. It's time to head to the coaching corner.
You never let a dyslexic boy do the numbers anyway. We're here with our good friends at Bedpost, helping Kiwis get a good night's sleep since 1991. One man who's must have had a good sleep over the last week is a good friend of the show. He's a coach of the Northern Mystics, Rob Wright. Rob, welcome to the show, my good friend. How are you?
Oh, very well, my dyslexic friend.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. You know me as well. When I spent time there, you never give me the stat sheet, you know, because I'll come up with the wrong formulas. Anyway, mate, the week off. Talk to me. What went on during the week?
Oh, look, that week was really handy for us. After the two games last week, like, we were absolutely smoked. So very, very tired, really... Yeah, very flat for the first few days after that. So it was a real blessing to not be able to have to play last week. We could just focus on getting the bodies right, getting the minds right, and getting ready for this week. So, bit of luck there. So we'll take it every day of the week.
Hey, Rob, how do you kind of balance? I know in the past, particularly with netball, because it's such a quick game and momentum's such an important thing, I just remember back in the day if you had a bye week, sometimes teams would come out of a bye week and not play very well. How did you balance kind of wanting to keep momentum within the side? But I guess, as you said, take the rest week while you could. But what did you do over the weekend when you would have normally had a game day, for example, with the Mystics, to kind of keep... I don't know, that momentum kind of gliding into the finals this weekend?
Yeah, it's a really good question, isn't it? Like, because I always feel like, you've won a couple of games, you want to continue that because, momentum's a big thing. So what we tried to do is, last Friday, we had an in-house match and we tacked some netball onto that. We got a couple of... very talented players to come in for that, just to make up our 14, and then we backed it on with like a half an hour of red hot training. So it was a full on Friday just to try and mimic what a real match would be, but then it gave us the opportunity to give the girls the weekend off, because you know what it's like, you it's just been rolling on and you just don't get very many opportunities just to have a couple of days away and refresh. So we tried to really, we back-ended last week. Normally we would front-end the week and back off as the week went on. But last week, because of no game, we reversed it to allow us to really put some heat on them. So they felt like, well, yeah, we've just played. At the end of last week. So that's how we went about it, and hopefully that gives us that feeling of that continued momentum.
Now, Rob, just rolling on to this week, it sounds like you're in the car at the moment. Have you just come from training?
Oh, I apologise. I am in the car.
No, it's a good thing.
We did have training tonight, and then I actually thought I'd missed the meeting. So I was really pleased when he rang me and I was apologising, going, I'm really sorry, I missed it earlier. We got caught in a meeting, and he said, no, well, this is the time we're meeting. So, I'm on my way home, but I always like to stop off at the shops and grab a couple of Cokes because, you know, you never have too many.
No, and I do believe I owe you one from a little pre-match interview we did during round 12, so I will make sure to deliver you that.
Sure do.
Yes, I will. I'll deliver you that on Sunday. No, trust me, I know you won't. Hey, Rob, the reason I was asking there, I know in the Mystics environment you've got a great leadership group, and it's sad as me to say Sulu Fitzpatrick's last year, but what's the vibe at training tonight? I know we've got a good core there. What's sort of going on?
Oh, look, yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, she's an amazing person, amazing leader, and just so much respect. But you know, in true Sulu form, like, it's not about Sulu. This week's about making sure our team's ready to play the Stars, because you know they well and truly deserve their victory on the weekend, and we've got to make sure that we're ready for them. So we've gone about as much as possible, because you know, grand final week, you get all the media in, etc. They were all in today, so it was a busy old day. But we're trying to make sure as much as possible we just continue doing the work that's got us where we've got to. And, you know, we will certainly find the time after the match to make sure that we give the due respect and send-off that Sula deserves. But, you know, she wouldn't want any fuss. It's not in her nature. And we also want to make sure she's ready to play. The last thing she wants to be doing is being emotional, thinking about, oh, I'm on my last game in a grand final, when, you know, really it becomes team first. We're after the win, just like Stars, and then we'll celebrate her wonderful career.
Yeah, she's the ultimate professional. I'm sure she'll be ready for the game, no matter the emotional circumstance there, Rob. Hey, you were spotted alongside your head coach, Tia Wanakere, at Porirua over the weekend at the elimination final. What did you make of the game watching it live, and what have you scrapped down in your notebook for the Stars?
Yeah, I'm hoping I didn't smile, because it's not my way to smile. I don't think I did. So, it's always good to see it live, because sometimes I think what you see on telly, you don't get to see a lot of the, you know, that full picture stuff or the off the ball stuff. So I think it's really valuable to be able to have a look live, and especially in an elimination final, because they've got to throw everything basically at it, and so you get to see how they're playing. So look, I thought on that day, you know, I think, personally, I thought the pulse were a little off, and Stars came out, especially in that third quarter, and really shocked them, I thought, because at halftime I thought, yeah, I feel like Pulse is in control of the game. But it turned on its head, and I thought from that moment on, I thought Stars were going to win it. They came out, they were strong, they competed well, and like always, they're really hard to get the ball off. And they controlled that really well and, deservedly got the result.
What is it about the third quarter being the championship quarter? I know it gets said so much, and I remember it as a player and the importance of it all, but this has just been another example. Yes, the Stars won that third quarter 16-8. Like, as a coach, what is behind that sort of, saying the third quarter is the championship quarter?
Yeah, I'd like to know statistically whether that's actually how true that is. Like, because, you know, it always gets said, but I was thinking, okay, well, the statistics back that up. But, you know, certainly did on the weekend, eh? Like, and I guess it really shows how hard momentum is to stop. But they came out and, Pulse just couldn't. They looked a bit shocked by it, I thought, and to their credit, Stars just were able to keep at it, and didn't matter what they what Pulse did, like, Stars just kept control of that quarter magnificently. So it would have been fascinating to hear what their halftime talk was, because I thought the second quarter really, obviously Pulse won both quarters by two, but they looked like they had. It looked like they had the momentum going into the break, and yet when it came out, like, you would have thought, oh, well, like, Stars have just turned it on. And so full credit to them. They did a very good job in that third quarter. We often talk about them being an avalanche quarter. Often you see in netball games, and certainly at international level, games are generally won on an avalanche quarter. So an avalanche quarter, as it sounds, is like, where one team has absolutely just smoked the other team. So a 16-8, that's an avalanche quarter, well and truly. And, you only need one of them, because I think it's I am right in saying I think Pulse won the other three quarters, but lost the game. So the other three quarters doesn't matter. It's who wins the game, and they looked up for the Stars, looked up for the fight, and look, every game we've played them this year, they've been really tight. Even all our pre-season matches against them, I think we played them three times in practice matches, and I reckon there was one goal in every one of them. So it just shows how close and tight the two teams are. So I would expect another one of those. I can't see it being anything else but a really hard, close-fought match, which is exactly what you want for a grand final.
Bring it on.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah, you mentioned that there. And keeping on the form of stats, you know, the last four games between you two have been alternated. And you just mentioned there, you played them three times pre-season. So I know it's repetitive is not the right word, but playing a team so many times, how do you manage to get better and better? Because it would come a time where you sort of have both figured each other out. So how do you sort of stay ahead of one another?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I guess the first thing, and this is the cool thing about it, is like the two teams play very differently. So our styles are very different. So our styles of attack are very different. Our styles of defence are very different to each other. And so to me, you get to this part of the year and it's about which team can really execute under extreme pressure. But that's what it's going to be on the weekend. Like, you get one shot at this and who can deal with that pressure, who can focus and keep delivering when they're under the pump. And to me, it comes down to, okay, which team's going to be really consistent on the day? And, you know, you'll probably find that both teams are really consistent on the day. And so then it'll just be a matter of those margins, like the difference often between, you know, being winning and losing could come down to, you know, one or two possession losses. And I think that's going to be the case. So it's going to be about which team can control their game and absolutely nail their game when the heat's really on and there's no bigger pressure than a grand final. So pretty cool though, isn't it?
It's very cool. And yeah, I guess we've talked about it with the elimination final, Rob, but when, you know, very little mistakes are being made in these critical moments. And I have a feeling the same thing's going to happen, as you say, on Sunday. Who in your team do you really need to step up? I mean, we've talked a lot about, just dropped my phone, sorry. We've talked a lot about Phil Davoui over the past couple of weeks. Do you kind of feel like if she has a good game, you guys have got this in the bag?
I certainly don't think we've got it in the bag. I never discount anyone. And if we're off our game from everyone, you know, the Stars are well and truly good enough to beat us. So I never take anyone lightly. I think Fielder's, you know, as the season's gone, we've seen some really outstanding performances from her. Certainly, I thought her work against tactics, especially on her court work, was really good. And that was backed up after a very strong game against Stars. So, look, I think she's one of those players. Like, you know, let's face it, everyone talks about the Gigi-Petter connection. Pretty cool connection. So, you know, people always talk about trying to disrupt that. And, you know, let's face it, like, it's not easy to do. But they're two of our front line. But the way we play, we're not going to rely on just two people. So basically, we need our entire front line to make sure that they're executing what they need to do. And you know, we're not fancy. We don't try and do fancy stuff. I'm the simplest person in the world. So to me, it's just about making sure that. Whatever you do to an exceptional level. And if we do that, then the game's going to be red hot both ways. So but let's face it, both teams have extraordinarily good attacking lines. They score a lot of goals. They're incredibly accurate. They score big volumes. So, yeah, that's cool. So to me, what's going to probably be really interesting is which defensive line can You're not going to stop either line. What you're going to try and do is minimise the damage that the opposition can do. So my thinking is whichever defensive line does that better probably wins the match.
Well, Rob, if it's anything like the Northern Challenges we've seen over the last few years, we're going to be in for a stunner. We both know that. And one thing you know as well is that I will be there with a bottle of Coke, no sugar for you, mate. Don't you worry about that. I haven't forgotten at all. Maybe it might be two because you've done this interview as well. But, Rob, it's always a pleasure catching up with you, mate. We'll see you on Sunday. We're looking forward to it.
Sure, will. No worries. See you then. Make sure it's a big bottle.
Yeah, will do. There we go. I'll tell you what, I'll combine two little ones, make it one big one, Rob, all for you, mate. Hey, that's all thanks to CFA and BFA.